The Muscogee Creek people were removed from Georgia in 1834. In 2019, members of the Muscogee Creek Nation Youth Council are coming back to their homeland for the first time.
His J, Stungo, Claudia McHenry, George of Kados, Omogi Legidos.
That's Claudia McHenry. She's 20, and she's speaking Muscogee.
Halabi and Chuglaflaki Adidos, Tomochezi Amidowa.
Which she said was,
Hi, how are you? My name is Claudia McHenry. I'm from Omogi, Oklahoma. My ceremonial grounds is Halabi, and then I said my tribal town, which is Tomochezi.
McHenry is a member of the Muscogee Youth Council visiting the Omogi Mounds National Historical Park.
Hey, Biggin, how are you? Good? Oh my gosh, I can't believe how big you are.
Nancy Mason helped coordinate the trip. She said that this pilgrimage from Oklahoma to Okmulgee is the first time this group has been back to where their ancestors lived.
This group is here because this is the homelands. The Muscogee Creek people were removed from this area, and they're all Muscogee Creek citizens. And so it's more about coming back to where their ancestors began, really kind of paying respects to the land here, the dead who, you know, were able to go on that journey to Oklahoma.
Muscogee Creek citizens who oversee the Youth Council have been working together with park rangers to make this event an annual experience. At the heart of the trip, a plant.
Where youth will come out next spring to focus more on harvesting the river cane and kind of learning about the process of how it's used.
The river cane is a bamboo-like grass that grows in the southern wetlands.
The Native Americans used river cane in very many of their projects. They used it to make blowguns, to make their houses, to make mats, baskets, and a variety of things besides that.
That was Alan Huckabee. He's been working to remove an invasive plant that crowds the native river cane here at Okmulgee. John Brown, a special projects coordinator for the Muscogee Creek Nation, still uses river cane for everything his ancestors did.
Yes, you know, back home I teach a lot of the arrow making, the atlatls, because it's real important to the Muscogee Creek people. You know, we've used it for so many things, our houses, our weaponry, our baskets, so many different things.
The plan is to get Muscogee youth involved in Huckabee's river cane cultivation. Next year, they hope to harvest some of the Okmulgee river cane to grow back in Oklahoma, so community leaders like Brown can continue to use it for preserving Muscogee traditions.
Everything that I do and everything that I teach is a way to keep our traditions going. You know, I was in my late 40s before I ever got to come back here and see some of this. So for our kids to see this at such a young age, you know, they're our future. And they need to see this. They need to know about this. So this part of it doesn't die away either.
Next year, the Muscogee Youth Council plans to harvest Okmulgee River cane and take it back to Oklahoma, bringing a piece of their ancestral homeland back to their home. For GPB News, I'm Mariana Bacayao in Macon.
The mounds are only the most obvious reminder of an ancient civilization that thrived here 1,000 years ago.